You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Alexa Datt, and today we are talking Marlins baseball. We bring in our Marlins reporter for MLB.com, Joe Fusaro. Joe, some news in the booth. The Marlins named Paul Severino their TV play-by-play voice for the 2018 season. For fans that don't know Paulie, what can they expect?
Well, Paul's been at MLB Network since, I believe, 2011, and you know, he has experience doing games. He's done games for MLB Network. He did the World Baseball Classic. And it's an exciting addition to the booth. He replaces Rich Walsh, who very popular, who was not retained. He'll join Todd Hollinsworth, who is back as color analyst. And I'm curious to see how that dynamic goes. You know, new ownership brought in a new voice. Paul isn't, doesn't have really Miami ties, but he has a lot of ties to baseball. And I think people will see he's energetic, he's witty, and I think that it'll be interesting to see how it goes. I imagine he'll do quite well.
Yeah, I'm excited to see his new venture down there and how that all goes, but we definitely wish him the best. All right, let's talk, what's going on with the Marlins in terms of trades. I know teams are still interested in JT Realmuto. What's the latest here?
Yeah, I think, you know, Realmuto right now is kind of getting his salary 2018 squared away. He had his hearing, arbitration hearing on what's today's date? Wednesday. Yeah, the days kind of run together this time of year, Alexa. he had it Wednesday, and we should know pretty soon how that fared. But once, you know, they get the arbitration squared away, he'll be under contract to play. The question is, will he be a Marlin on opening day? It's looking more like he'll be a Marlin when camp opens on the 14th and with pitchers and catchers. And you know, Realmuto is attracting, you know, attention, but the team that seems to be most aggressive are the Washington Nationals, the team that has the most to gain by gaining him. But, you know, I'm hearing it's staying pretty fast. If it's not the Robles, it won't be a J.T. Realmuto trade. And as of now, there's not a Victor Robles option. So I'm anticipating Realmuto coming to camp, but that could change pretty quickly depending on trade offers. Now, Washington's the one that's getting the most attention, but there are at least a dozen teams that have expressed some level of interest. You know, the D-backs were a potential fit, but now that they got Alex Avila, that doesn't seem like that's going to happen. But, you know, you never know how camp goes. I think the Marlins, you know, with Realmuto being year one of arbitration and 3 years of control, are seeking only to move him, you know, for maximum return, you know, and an overpay. So we'll see how the catching market shapes up, if anything changes when camp goes, meaning the contender loses somebody. And then you have to have an organization that has to process that to make such a deal happen as well. So I'm anticipating Realmuto being with the Marlins, but that could change quickly depending on if that, you know, real prize prospect or prospect package emerges.
All right, with the prospects that they have already acquired via trades, a lot of these guys won't begin the season in the majors, but they are going to get experience, at least a hint of it, in spring training in terms of big league camp. Who can fans get excited to see this spring that's going to be a part of this team's future?
Alexa, there's a long list, to be quite honest. Now, at some point, when will we see these? Let's start with the most recent addition from the Yelich trade, which was last week. You got Lewis Brinson, a top 100 prospect, a top 30 prospect, 27, I believe, is what Pipeline had him. And he vaults to number one on the Marlins list. I was able to go up to Coral Springs on Tuesday and watch Brinson work out. And that day was Juan Pierre showed up, former Marlin great, who lives close by. He was kind of set up to have Pierre meet Brinson, who has openly said Juan Pierre is his favorite player growing up. He really followed that 2003 World Series title team, and it was really exciting to see Brinson. And when you see, you know, Brinson wearing a Savage t-shirt and seeing the specimen in the athlete and the raw power, there's a lot to be excited about. The only question is, well, is he completely ready to go opening day? If not, I could see him in AAA, at least for a little while, but I anticipate a good portion of the season Marlins and Marlins fans will see Lewis Brinson in the outfield. Very exciting prospect there. And for me, from the pitching end, Sandy Alcantara, the guy they got from the Cardinals as part of Marcelo Ozuna trade, you know, upper 90s fastball, projects to be top of the rotation. In terms of development, he's similar to Brinson. He got a taste of it last year. at the big league level. He did only as a bullpen. And I think the fact that there's still some questions whether he profiles long-term as a starter, which means, you know, the progression of at least three pitches and the refinement. I could see Alcantara opening the season in the minors, but you never know. If he completely is lights out and it looks like he could help them win, you know, the lifespan of pitchers in terms of injury and attrition, you know, a guy like that, you may not be as concerned about service time over 6 years compared to 5 years because, you know, you don't know if they're going to hold up. But, you know, I could see Alcantara as someone people should be very excited about. But the list goes on. I mean, you have Monty Harrison, who was also in from the Brewers in the Yelich trade, comes in at 71 on the top 100 list and number two Wallace prospect. Harrison, a three-sport star. People haven't seen the cut four tweet the other day showing him as an athlete. You know, this kid had a chance to play football at the University of Nebraska, was a football, basketball, and baseball star. You know, amazing power. The only thing is Harrison's not currently on the 40-man roster. He will go to camp as a internal invitee, but I anticipate he'll open the year at Double-A. Had dealt with some injuries. Apparently had a very severe ankle injury a couple of years ago in the minor leagues. Also dealt with a hamate issue, which Marlins fans will remember cost Giancarlo Stanton a couple of years ago, about half the season. So he had to overcome that. Last year he was healthy and he had more than 20 homers and almost 30 steals. So this is a dynamic athlete who profiles to be in their outfield. I'm also really curious to see how Adnira Sierra, who was also part of the Ozuna trade, the guy can flat out run. He's a speedster. Probably profiles as a center field, as does Brinson, which means Brinson's, you know, season may wind up in left field or right. And, you know, we could see Sierra again, whether it's opening day or sometime during the season. But I'm certainly interested to see how he is when camp opens. You know, those were a few I could probably go on the number because I think my count this morning when I was looking of the four trades they made since December, seven of the prospects are in the Marlins top 10 prospect, you know, list. So, and then there's many more going from 10 to 30 and even some that, you know, haven't, you know, made the top 30 list, but will factor into playing time at some point.
All right, Joe, because this is the real world, we got a little bit of breaking news here that might affect the Marlins, might not, but the Nationals have signed Miguel Montero to a minor league deal with an invite to spring training. That could possibly reduce their interest in JT Realmuto, maybe not, but do you see other teams possibly being interested in Realmuto? Because I know we had just talked about how the Nationals were the number one suitor.
Yeah, and that still could be. You know, an invite, and you know, you're talking about a real impactful all-star caliber catcher and Realmuto, that could be the Nationals doing what they have to do. But, you know, again, you know, at the Atlanta Braves, you know, at some point this offseason, they were talked about as being in the Realmuto sweepstakes. And, you know, and we'll see. Again, there's no shortage of teams that have interest in catching. But as you know, a lot of teams are not interested in moving their number one prospect. The question with Realmuto and the Braves is, you know, I'm sure the Marlins will be asking for Ronald Acuna, who was his Pipeline's number one overall prospect, or number two, depending where Ohtani is. You know, this is a guy who's a real high-end player, but the Marlins look at an all-star caliber catcher, one of, you know, on the cusp of, you know, reaching his prime and helping you win now. That's going to bring a huge return, but I think a focus possibly could turn towards Atlanta if Washington indeed is not going to circle back.
All right. A lot of interest, and we're excited to see how this season plays out. Joe, that's going to do it for us on MLB.com Extras, our Marlins edition. We got a fresh new edition coming up next week, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Joe, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.